Carla Foote moving down to the rooms, given the qualification that she has and my experience of working with her, I felt that, you know, Carla would have been a good fit there. But no direction was actually given by me or staff to stand the torpedoes, put Carla Foote down at the rooms. That is not what happened here. All of this is facilitated with the Cabinet Secretariat, working with the Deputy Minister, and so on. That process is outlined. Well, I think what happens when you look at the Cabinet Secretariat, and we often move people around government, I think this is something that I think that's really missing in this story, is how often this happens. And I can assure you that if you go back over decades, and one of the things I think we really need to challenge, you know, some of the folks that are actually having this discussion, is in the past, why don't we take a look at, how often this has occurred? You know, what would be wrong with that in taking a look at it? And before, you know, Minister Michimore is the face of this report. But I can assure you, given the history of what's happened, there are many ministers and probably prior premiers that would have been in a similar circumstance. And that is what's missing here. You know, Michimore is the face of this, but this report could have any former minister's name on it. And this is about moving people around agencies and around government for the obvious reasons that I've explained over this week. And that is orchestrated through Cabinet Secretariat.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Chess Crosby doesn't buy that.
The practice of the government is to blow fog whenever they're in trouble. I think we found out the truth there today in the House of Assembly at long last when Mr. Michelmore did not deny on my persistent questioning whether the chief of staff had given him the direction to do the hiring. I think that's the answer. It was the chief of staff.
So despite the previous comments here, you believe it was the chief of staff?
It's not just me. It's 80% of the population aren't accepting the premier's answer on that. They're thinking his pants are on fire.
The premier said very unequivocally he's talked to his chief of staff, Greg Mercer, and in fact, no one in his office directed that this move be made. So why don't you accept it?
It's not just me, but it's the rest of the public that doesn't accept this. Are we being asked to believe that Minister Michelmore, who hardly knows the person concerned, Carla Foote, went off on some lark of his own to bend all the rules to achieve this outcome? Nobody thinks that's plausible. It was either the premier or someone acting for the premier, purporting to act under his authority, who gave Michelmore these directions. That is the answer.